thank you very much. On our podcast today, we're going to catch up on some of the youth scores from Northland Lanes. We're going to catch up on our men's and women's city tournament that's currently halfway through. We're going the team event going on at Alley's and Douglas, and the doubles and singles going on at Northland Lanes. And then we'll finish up with high scores for week number 20. Let's take a look at the youth scores from Northland first, back to the week ending January 14. Ryan Duff had a high game of 243. Noah Vandervelde with a 242. Ryan Duff, along with his 243 game, had a 665 series. And Noah Vandervelde, along with his 242, had a series of 633. On the week ending of the 21st of January, Dylan Barnes with a 224. Alex Voigt with a 213. Caden Brummels had a strong game of 278, and Ryan Duff with a strong game of 258. Alex Voigt with a series of 618, and Caden, along with his 278 game, had a high series of 667. Let's take a look at the leaders for our Open City Tournament first. The Great Bread Company moved into first place team handicap. With a 36-11, they are holding that lead by only six pins. The Greater Holland Men's Bowling Association All-City team is current leading Team Scratch with a 33-44. Josh Verberg and Josh Sabula are leading now doubles handicap by only six pins with a total of 15-29. Kevin Pardue and Chris Brummels are still leading in doubles scratch with a score of 14-27. Singles handicap, Mike Putnam is still leading with a score of 807. Kurt DeYoung moved into single scratch with a score of 719. In the all-events handicap, Shane McDonald is currently leading with a score of 22-25. Chris Brummels is leading all-events scratch with a score of 20-85. Currently leading the senior division, singles, Sean Rumsey still leading with a score of 775. Taking a look at the ladies tournament, the women's tournament, Sputs and Giggles are still in first place with 3609. The Greater Holland Bowling Association Women's All-City team is currently leading Team Scratch with a score of 2880. Jennifer Bloomfield and Jackie Cucci are still leading doubles handicap with a score of 1405. And Bobby Joe Bersma and Tammy Newberry leading double scratch with 1096. Jennifer Bloomfield is still our leader for singles handicap with 788. Tammy Newberry is leading single scratch with a 597. All events handicap is being led by Jennifer Bloomfield with 2275. And all events scratch is Tammy Newberry with a 1729. Currently leading the senior singles division, Carla Wigan-Mendenhall is currently leading by two pins with a score of 683. Let's take a look at the scores for week number 20. That means we're at week number 20. We've got about 8 weeks to go, and the season will be completed. It's going along very rapidly. First of all, before we get into week 20, I want to look at the senior double standings. For the Open Tournament, Dan Sherman and Jack Wiest are leading with 1383. And the senior doubles for the Women's Tournament, Kim Kastmeyer and Cindy Heckman are leading with a handicap total of 1305. Week number 20, high scores for the ladies, Rachel Handwerk from Sunshine, 258. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa, 245. Dawn Chamberlain, Sunshine, 238. Tammy Newberry and Lori Kirkland, both with identical games, and Renee McLaughlin from Friday Night Rollers. All three of those ladies had games of 234. Belle Guerra from Sunshine, 223. Jennifer Serbell Thomas from Starlight, 213. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 208. And finishing up our top 10 this week, Rebecca Flowers from Friday Night Rollers with a high game of 205. In the high series for the week, ending January 21, Rachel Handwerk is our 700 series bowler for the ladies from the Sunshine League. Rachel had games of 226, 258, and 225 for a 709. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa, 685. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine, 652. Belle Guerra from Sunshine, 615. Dawn Chamberlain, also out of Sunshine, with 628. Jennifer Servelle-Thomas from Starlight, 596. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 587. Monica Solis, also from the Starlight League, with 551. And finishing up the top 10 this week, Carol Vincent from Friday Night Rollers with a 544. Taking a look at the high games and high series for the men for week number 20, Mike Torres from West Ottawa, 289. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City, 279. Jeff Ball from Northland Select, 269. Kevin Meschke from Rich Dahlman Memorial League, 264. Chris Brummels from Tri-City, also with a 264. Ward Grigsby from Tri-City, 259. Kevin Pardue from Tri-City, 258. Todd Dahlman from Rich Dahlman Memorial League with a 256. Rob Fishnick from Friday Night Rollers, 255. We had two bowlers last week that had identical games at 254. They're both from the Tri-City League, and the bowlers were Todd Grahams and Travis Reitman. In the high series for the week, Scott J. Smith had another 800 series. Scott's series was 826. He had games of 278, 269, and 279. Chris Brummels in the city tournament had an 824 series. Chris had games of 278, 279, and 267. Mike Torres, along with his 289 game, had a 764 series in West Ottawa. Jeff Ball from Northland Select with 756. Paul Duff from Tri-City with 743. Todd Grahams out of Tri-City, 723. Theo Johnson from West Ottawa, 703. Kevin Pardue from Tri-City, 701. Ward Grigsby, also out of Tri-City, with 694. And Keone Barrick from Rich Dahlman Memorial League, finishing up our top 10 this week with a series of 680. And that's going to do us up for week number 20. We'll be back next week with some more city tournament results and the high scores for week number 21.